As some of you may have noticed, I have been absent, at least from the podcasting video world. It's been about a week now, and I wanted to give you all an explanation before we get to our incredible guest. It's really kind of a shame because we did this interview last week, the one that's coming up, and it was phenomenal. Okay, I loved it. It was great. Todd Erzin, who co-wrote a book about Dr. Anthony Fauci with Steve Dace from The Blaze, they put out this book, had a great interview, really wanted to get it pushed out there. But then we've been hit with some challenges. We're under attack. I mean, there's no other way to put it. Our websites are under attack. I'm under attack. I've had threats against family, threats against, my dog. I don't know how they even know I have a dog, but yeah, I have a dog. Maybe I mentioned the dog. I'm hoping that it was just a mention of the dog and that I'm not like under surveillance from crazy lunatics or the government, which, you know, I repeat myself. But yes, we've been under attack. And so I needed to make sure that I had things in order, some precautions put into place, just in case. Yeah, I'm not, this guy. I don't have like fail-safe devices in my house or booby traps. I don't have 50,000 rounds of ammunition. Not quite that much, not yet. And when I mention that I have a dog, she's not, let's just say that she's not a pit bull. She thinks she is sometimes. She's a good dog. I love my dog. She's looking at me now. She knows I'm talking about her. So we've been under attack. Knockport has been under attack. Universe Network has been under attack. There have been a lot of challenges that we've faced. I've been in meetings with some pretty good people. Well, I shouldn't say pretty good. They're great people, but pretty good meetings that have been very enlightening. We're learning quite a bit more about certain things. And what I wanted to bring up before we get to our guest is the need for us and for you and for anyone else who has the courage to start standing up again. Yeah, a lot of you already have, and some of you never stopped, but many have. Many did stop standing up to the lies. I'm talking about the lies regarding voter fraud, the lies regarding COVID-19 and the vaccines, the lies regarding critical race theory, climate change. It seems as if our society is being engulfed by these lies. And it's got to stop. And it's only going to stop if enough of us stand up. Now, here's the challenge that we're faced with. And I'm going to go into much further detail about this in my next episode. The challenge that we're faced with is that so many, quote unquote, conservative news outlets, conservative publications out there are still beholden to Google, Facebook, Twitter for their traffic. Their success is based upon YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest. I don't even know. And that's not good, folks. That's not good at all, because there's a reason why some of the top conservative sites out there won't talk about the Maricopa audit. They won't talk about the Windham, New Hampshire audit. They won't talk about the risks associated with the COVID vaccines. They won't talk about the origins of the COVID vaccines in the first place. They won't take on cancel culture by speaking ill of critical race theory. Sure, they'll do some things. And I get it. I'm not in that position. Okay. We've been planning for the quote unquote purge for a while. We were essentially removed by Google last year. Long before the purge started, we were stifled, I guess you could say, by Facebook and Twitter last year, long before the elections. And we knew that it was coming. We saw it. And I'm not going to say, oh, we're smart, they're not. But we knew that our future as a nation and as a publication is that, and as a news outlet and as a show, could not be secured, could not move forward if we did not get ourselves off of the Google, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram teat. Okay? I mean, there's no other way to put it. There's no other way to put it. There's, I mean, well, there are other ways, but there's no better way to put it, because that's That's what's happening. And I'm not going to name names, not today. I might do it tomorrow. Maybe the next episode. We'll start calling out some of these quote-unquote conservative sites that refuse to report some of the most important news out there out of fear that they're going to get canceled, that Facebook's going to say, oh, no, you know, our fact checkers say that the election was perfectly perfect. And your insinuation that there needs to be an audit, oh, shame on you. Your traffic is cut in half, you know, and we know that that's important to you because half of your traffic comes through us. Facebook, Google, Twitter, they own so much of the internet right now, so much of the mind share, so much of the thought leadership on the internet. And this is why these quote unquote conservative news outlets won't talk about the stuff that could get them in trouble. That's not acceptable, folks. I'm sorry. You know, and again, I'll talk about this more later. I want to stay focused on the topic at hand. Okay, one more thing about that. just a quick declaration. We will not censor anyone ever as long as what they're saying or doing is legal. Look, we're not free speech absolutists. I've used this analogy a dozen times now. Here's number 13. If somebody were to come on the show and say, hey, you know, look, here's a naked picture of my ex-girlfriend. You know, her address is such and such on such and such road, apartment such and such. And you can find her spare key on the third rock to the left of the door. We're going to censor that because that's illegal. It's targeting. I don't even want to talk about it. So we're not absolutists when it comes to that, but we do believe that if somebody has a perspective on a topic such as vaccines, such as voter fraud, such as critical race theory, then those perspectives need to be heard. So here's a shout out, a call out rather, to those of you out there. You know, next week we're going to have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on. She too has no filters when it comes to telling the truth. As you know, we've had Lieutenant General, gosh, gave him a demotion, Lieutenant General Thomas McInerney on a couple of times now to discuss his perspectives on things. We've had Dr. Carla Dean Graves, who is absolutely phenomenal. We're trying to get more people on. If you know somebody or if you are somebody who has truthful perspectives on anything and you're having a hard time getting booked on wherever, you know, then yeah, I want to talk to you because we have to get this information out there. We can't rely on mainstream media and we can't rely on the vast majority in conservative media. Now, one exception to that is The Blaze. The Blaze, they've been talking about this stuff, and in particular, Steve Dace and our next guest, Todd Erson, gosh, sorry, Todd, I keep mispronouncing your name. It's been a week since we did the interview, so it's not fresh on the brain. I usually try to memorize a person's name, a guest name, like ahead of time, but it's been now a week since the interview, so I've got the Z and the R mixed up. Todd Erson is coming on here soon to discuss Dr. Anthony Fauci. That's another topic you can't really bring up. Saying ill of Dr. Fauci is like saying ill of George Soros or Bill Gates. Mainstream media will cut you off in a heartbeat. You can't say anything bad about Saint Fauci. You know, in all of my years, I've never seen such a strong delusion when it pertains to an individual. I thought Obama was bad. I thought the cult that surrounded Obama was bad. But here's the thing: at least with Obama, his perspectives, they might not have been correct, but he was persuasive and that he was very good at it. Look, Anthony Fauci isn't even persuasive, okay? I mean, he says something, and then a week later, he says something completely different, and then a week later, he contradicts himself, and then a week after that, he changes his mind and does a 360 and a 180 and another 720, all in, you know, people are so spun. It's like, whoa, wait, do we wear, wait, mask, two masks, four masks, no mask? Do we go outside? Should we put our masks on our face backwards if we go outside, or should... They don't know. They don't know what to do because he keeps changing his story. You know, oh, we're going to open up we're going to open everything up by 2045. And then at that point, you should be able to reduce down to only one mask and 4.5 feet of social distancing, but still can't open up schools or businesses or the nation. 2045 by Anthony Fauci. Yeah, that was a terrible impersonation. It's not my skill set. My skill set is in finding the truth, sniffing it out, exposing it to the world, which needs to be done. And we need your help. We do. We need your help. I'm just going to flat out say it. I'm getting attacked. We're getting attacked. And I'm sick of it. It's not going to stop. It's not going to intimidate me. I'll tell you that. They want to go after my site. We're getting attacks from around the world. And it's very different from what we used to. We've always been attacked. I remember, late 2019, we got an attack that supposedly came from Saudi Arabia, even though you could tell it was spoofed from Iran. And it just so happened they were going, I don't want to talk about that. but that at least in that attack was a good one. Okay. They did good. They did some damage to the site. NOQReport.com. They heard us. And we put some precautions in place to make sure that couldn't happen. What we're seeing today is more domestic. And these are people that are here, people that are allegedly nearby me and my family, more importantly. I mean, it's ridiculous. So we're going to take precautions, but we're not going to shut up. We're going to continue to spread the truth. Why don't you guys grab a cup of coffee? Let me go ahead and get my lovely, brilliant, talented wife and co-host's coffee promo going, because we could always use a little bit more freedom. And then when we return, we'll be back with Todd Erzin.
Can you smell it? It's your favorite freshly ground coffee brewing in your favorite cup. If you're anything like me or my family, coffee is essential for our mornings. And even more essential is good quality coffee. Well, Freedom First Coffee is our preferred choice. Made from organically grown beans from Mexico and Peru, they're then roasted here in the USA. So head on over to freedomfirstcoffee.com and choose our Founders Blend in medium or dark roast, ground or whole bean. That's freedomfirstcoffee.com. And make sure you use promo code NOQ, that's N-O-Q, for 10% off your order. And if you really want to be a freedom lover, choose a monthly subscription so you will never be without your Morning Joe. Again, that's freedomfirstcoffee.com.
Most of you know I am a humongous fan of Dr. Anthony Fauci. No, I'm just kidding. You know that I don't like the guy very much at all. I think that he is arguably the worst bureaucrat in the history of the United States and maybe the most dishonest man in D.C., which is saying a whole lot. We have a gentleman today joining us who has actually written a book about our favorite doctor, if you can still call him that, in the D.C. area. He is a Catholic father of four daughters. He co-hosts and describes himself as the Black Mirror Oracle for the Steve Dace Show on Blaze TV. He's also co-author of the number one best-selling book in America, Faustian. I hope I pronounce it. Is it Faustian or Faustian? We'll ask him. Faustian Bargain, the most powerful and dangerous bureaucrat in American history. It is a blessing, an honor, and a privilege to be joined today by Todd Erzin. Todd, how are you doing today, sir?
I am excellent. Thanks for having me. And yes, it's Faustian Bargain.
Faustian is just like Fauci, you know. I had somebody we had interviewed, a doctor who called it Faustism, you know, the saying that there's so many Faustists out there. And so I kind of got used to it. So tell us, if you would, let's just cut to the chase as far as the book is concerned. I know most interviews say, you know, wait till the end and then tell people how to buy the book. Let's start off and then we'll also circle back around the end. First off, where do people find the book?
You can find it at Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com.
No, it's easy enough. The two biggies. So yeah, sometimes we get these books on here and it's like, yeah, you can find it on my website. It's at thegreatestbookinthewholewideworld.info. And find the books there. Yours are actually on good places. So that's really good. So Todd, tell us what inspired you to write this book. And you wrote this, you co-wrote this with Steve Dace, correct?
Yes, with whom I appear on the Steve Dace Show every day on Blaze TV from noon to 2 Eastern time. Yeah, we've been getting requests for the last year about, you know, where do I go to find out the information you talked about on the show so I can share it with people? And that's what this book is fundamentally about. It's 180 pages long. It's a pretty quick read, but it has about 200 footnotes. This is a weapon in your hands that you can give to your neighbor, that you can give to people in your school board, all the ones who are trying to control your life in various ways with the nonsense that Fauci has been peddling for more than a year now. This is the tool that you can use. It's part of it is rhetorical, but mostly it is data driven. It's not opinion based fundamentally. It is an argument to move past the constant panic porn that we have been peddled. And beyond that, beyond just Fauci and COVID, the introduction is about how you can then reclaim your duties and privileges as citizens of this country, because this is about way more than one bureaucrat. He is kind of the poster child for all the bureaucrats that you have allowed to run your life in way too many ways for far too long.
Absolutely. Is also, a lot of people don't know, he's also the highest paid bureaucrat.
Yes, he
gets paid more than Joe Biden. He gets paid more than Kamala Harris. Not that they're worth much, but he also gets paid more than anybody else. But it's pretty amazing. Pardon me. We're talking to, pardon me, Todd Erzin. I get choked up when we start talking about Anthony Fauci. It just does something in my gizzard. He and Steve Dace wrote Fauci and Bargain, the most powerful and dangerous bureaucrat in American history. And it's funny because I did my intro without stopping to actually look at the subtitle. And I basically said, you know, I consider him to be the most dangerous and arguably powerful. Yeah, that's the truth. I mean, here's a person who has guided this nation to where it is today in many ways. His philosophies, his policies, which change from day to day, by the way, are, you know, they drove the Trump administration in many ways. And now they're definitely driving the Biden administration. The biggest mistake I ever made was when I was on a show, I don't know, it was a little less than a year ago. It was Steel Truth with Ann Vandersteel. And she asked me if I thought that Fauci should be fired. And I said, no, you know, wait till after the election. It would be a political suicide. That was the biggest, I'm wrong. I was absolutely wrong. When did you know that Fauci, you know, think back to, you know, when did you start thinking, huh, this guy's kind of not a good guy to have running things. When did he hit your radar?
Oh, very quickly. I mean, we're talking late March and early April, because listen, we studied him and what he said about this virus, not only in immediately when we were dealing with it here, but also what he had said in years past about viruses in general. And the level of contradiction coming from him, he didn't believe that asymptomatic spread was going to be a problem. And by the way, he was right. He didn't believe masks worked. And oh, by the way, he was right. He said that this was probably just going to be a bad flu. And oh, by the way, for most demographics, he was right. And then he changed his tune. And there's no good reason for why that was. Incompetence, nefariousness. We can go in that more as we talk more, because if once you start bringing up increasingly obvious connections with him to the Wuhan lab that not just us in our book talk about, but Cheryl Atkinson just did the former CBS reporter just did a report. Steve Hilton, who's featured in the book from Fox News, he's talked about this. If this guy is the expert of experts, and as you said, he's the highest paid federal employee in the land, where has been the accountability on these about faces? And that's really the problem with our reliance on bureaucrats, so-called experts, with no level of fundamental accountability. It's our country. We, the people, are always going to have our interests ultimately usurped by people like this, whether we're talking about COVID, whether we're talking about gender, whether we're talking about education, what's taught in our schools. We've gotten way too addicted to our comfort. I call it the gated community effect when I talk about it on the show. Even a lot of conservatives, fundamentally, ideologically, yeah, if they have to choose, they believe in doing things this certain way. But will they get up? Will they fight for it? Especially when this expert class really starts to push on us. Look what they've done here. The timeout on fundamental liberties, timeout on the economy. And way too many of us got scared and said, oh, well, I guess I'll just Netflix this thing out. If you continue to operate this country like that, whenever we return to normal as it applies to COVID, we're not going to return to normal because they know they've got us. We're just going to go to the next crisis and be manipulated that way. And that's why, to your original question, very early on, Steve and I were calling for Donald Trump to fire this guy, or at the very least, bring in experts like Scott Atlas and others earlier to get a second opinion, because Scott Atlas is not unique in any way, shape, or form. Stanford, Oxford, Harvard, experts across the world from the very beginning. You may have heard of this magical place, the lost city of Atlantis, called Sweden, has been doing things differently from the very beginning. We could have chosen another way. And I would bet my house. Sweden has shown that we could have just protected the elderly, the infirm, those with comorbidities, because we've known from the beginning after Italy, maybe not China because they lie about everything, but we knew the demographics that this hit. And so we could have basically done everything we could to protect those special demographic classes and then gone on very much business as usual. And while I'm not sure that we necessarily would have done better as it applies to COVID, I would bet my house that we would have not done worse. And why would I do that? It's not a guess. It's based on the data. It's based on what we know. Right now, Michigan, it's one of the worst states in the union by far in terms of how COVID is affecting it as we speak. That was lockdown central. We all know about what Gretchen Whitmer did to that state. Yet we continue to think that now her answer to this is putting masks on 2, 3, and 4-year-olds. Those were the people that were the problem. We've reached cult proportions. And I don't use that term hyperbolically in terms of how people are giving in to fear and flat earth nonsense. That is why we needed to put Fauci on a shelf a long, long time ago, because we've lost our minds at this point. We still think we should be masking outside. That's insane.
It is insane. And I was about to make a joke about how I'm a flat earther, but I would be fearful that people would jump in there and hang up on me. I'm not a flat earther. Everybody knows that who watches the show. Anyway, so yes, we have gotten into a status of insanity. And a lot of it is complacency, as you mentioned, you know, the gated community effect. A lot of it is, I think, just straight up laziness. You know, I was talking to one of our co-hosts on a different show, Colonel Mike, and he was saying, look, I hear all these people on Twitter that are ready for a civil war, but I don't see them marching on to DC, you know, to protest. Right. If they're not going to protest, they're not going to stand up to the government if things got that bad. And he's right. And I will admit, I started seeing a little bit of that early on last year when I was thinking, okay, so here we go. We're going to go protest. And I actually went to protests, and it was embarrassing. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm not even going to post this to Twitter because this is, you know, we made the call. People were supposed to come out. They said they would. And then there was like 24 people, you know, and it just wasn't very good. This was shortly after the supposed 15 days to slow the spread, stop the curve, or whatever. It's been so long, I don't remember what it was. So you did mention motivations. Yeah, there was a time when I used to think it was probably 90% he's controlled by deep state, George Soros, Chinese Communist Party, Satan, somebody. you know, with a 10% chance that he's just a narcissist. His recent activities have made me believe, I put it at about 50-50 between powers and principalities, or he's just a narcissist, because he started chiming in on the next pandemic, whether it's gun control, climate change, or an actual variation of COVID-22 or something like that. It's as if he's addicted to this whole, oh my gosh, look at me, you know, I'm an important man and everybody loves me, and I go to baseball games and throw the baseball, you know, 8 yards to the left and whatever. You know, it's, I think that it is narcissism. You studied him a lot more than I have. What is your, I mean, you said you were going to tell us what you think the motivations are. What's driving this man? Is he pure evil, or is he just a jerk?
Well, all of the above. But he's not unique. He's not uniquely evil. That's important. This is, there's bureaucrats like him at every level of government all across this land. And that's why the introduction of our book is so important. It is about we the people, as I said. I like your 50-50 approach. He's absolutely a narcissist. Our friend of the show, Jordan Schachtel, said, this has been the most enjoyable and fun year of Dr. Fauci's life. He's been in this job for a lot of 30 years, but only people within his smart set really know who he was. And now he's on camera. He's yucking it up with his buddy Cuomo about who's De Niro
Pacino.
The Hollywood comparison, Pacino. That's what he did. He wrote a book about leadership while he was burying Cuomo did, while he was burying numbers about people dying. And listen, Fauci knew all about that. I'll get to that in a second. But the narcissism part about it, they're narcissists, and they love the attention of just their expert class. They don't care about you, though. This was fundamentally never about public health. The level of contempt that they hold the general public in, and all manner of things, this expert class needs to be recognized if we're not going to be fooled like this again. Because listen, pound for pound, we as the American people are the most educated any society has ever been. And by that mean the most people spending the most time in something called education. But we're the biggest suckers that have ever existed in the history of this land. We will apparently buy anything. We'll just lay down and take it. The founders of this country were preaching the fundamentals that this country was founding on to a non-educated people, an agrarian people. But they understood the fundamentals of what rights were and where they come from far better than we do today with all of this so-called education. And that's because of people like Fauci and their narcissism, their belief that they are the ones that decide. They are the ones that should rule. So that's baked into the cake, very broadly speaking. Now, the other 50%, the more nefarious, more dark, more evil. We should not jump to conclusions, but we should also not have any patience with people calling us conspiracy theorists or anything like that by talking about the Wuhan lab, which is where this virus came from. It wasn't a wet market. The bats that this apparently came from are 400 miles away from Wuhan, which was the epicenter of this thing. They were experimenting in this lab, gain of function research, amping up viruses ostensibly for the healthcare purposes. Now, I don't know. We don't need to decide officially how nefarious this was. Was it an accident got out of the lab? But what we do know is that Dr. Fauci is very involved in knowing what's going on in this lab and funding this lab. And what was going on there was of such concern to no less than President Barack Obama that he temporarily had this research suspended back when he was president. And then it got going again. So listen, like I said, you don't need to jump to conclusions, but any reporter, any Republican, any Democrat, it doesn't matter. If we really cared about public health and making sure something like this never happened again, particularly since it's happening in a place called China, which we don't have such a fantastic relationship with right now, you'd be asking very grown-up questions about what did Fauci know and when did he know it?
We're on with Todd. Pardon me. Every time I talk, maybe I need to get checked with one of those swab things to see if I've got this, because every time I start up, I am choking. Going with Todd Erzin, who wrote a book with Steve Dace called The Faustian Bargain, The Most Powerful and Dangerous Bureaucrat in American History. You can get it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Todd, I'm going to ask you a personal question. You do not have to answer this at all. Okay. This is something that I would be, if I didn't ask, I would be just a bad host. Have you taken the COVID vaccine?
No, I have not. And I will not be taking it under any circumstances.
Right. You know, it's important to know this because you know, especially my audience, we are not quote unquote anti-vaxxers, but when it comes to these quote unquote vaccines, we have a lot of questions. And Dr. Fauci tends to push the vaccine as if his life or his soul depends on it. What are your thoughts there?
Well, listen, go ahead and get the vaccine if you want to. We've got to stop this magical thinking about vaccines as if they're, you know, super potions that have a, you know, moral equivalent baked into them. We don't, with other healthcare decisions, we don't do that. We've gone way too far with vaccines in terms of the militancy. And forget just COVID vaccines in general, that we treat who needs to get them and why. Go ahead and get them if you want to. But once again, the data shows that for most demographics, if you are in good health and age 60 and under, if you get COVID, it's just going to be a bad flu. And what we know about these viruses in general, you know, natural immunity is most often better than artificial immunity. So one thing we aren't even talking about with all these people have had this, they've recovered, and we're acting as if they still need to get vaccinated. That was one of the big problems Dr. Atlas had. Why are we setting aside 100 years of what we know about immunology about this thing and pretending this thing is something we have zero understanding of? That's been false from the very beginning. So Joe Rogan right now, with a huge audience, is under fire for saying the same thing. If you're in your 20s, and relatively healthy, don't go out and get this vaccine. You're going to be fine. I mean, this is the thing. I have the data on my side. I have the science on my side. None of this is made up. That's the scary thing about all of this, is how forcefully people will call you somebody who doesn't care about your fellow man simply because you don't want to be a human experiment with something that has been cleared for emergency status alone. And this is it, the thinking along these lines is the very same thing that shut down schools in very wealthy districts and in very poor districts because of the teachers union panic. We've had kids out of school for an entire year because of flat earth nonsense that doesn't comport with the science and data. And the very crowd that is always saying that they are the people of science and data are the ones that doing it. So I come back again to the cult-like feeling of all this, that if you will not do all of these things, we are going to put you in the leper colony. That, I'm way more scared of that than as a 48-year-old man who's in good health of getting COVID, which is why I won't be getting this vaccine. And no, I'm not putting anybody else in danger because I'm doing that. If you have the vaccine and you believe in it so much, you're good, aren't you? It's as simple as that. And if you are concerned beyond that, then make whatever choices you need to make in terms of how you go out in public. We have psychological and emotional terrorism going on as it applies to this COVID thing. That is a far greater concern than COVID itself.
Very well spoken. We're on with Todd Erzin. Your book, you co-wrote it with Steve Dace. Number one, first part of the question is, how is it writing with Steve? Yeah, I've been on Steve's show before. It's a must watch, must hear. I listen to the podcast, so I don't actually watch it on Blaze. Sorry. I should someday just get that subscription, but I just listen to it on Apple Podcasts because I'm less more audio than visual. But, you know, number one, how is it writing with him? Number two, I want you to tell us something amazing, something that we've never heard before, something that Americans need to know. I'm not telling you to give away the secrets of the book, but something that is, you can tease it or you can tell us the whole thing, something in the book that we don't know that we need to know about Dr., and I say that term loosely, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Well, writing with Steve is a force of nature. I'm a decent and capable writer, and I'm very proud of the, you know, the chapters in there that I contributed to a majority fashion. But, you know, I was also, I the columns we, Steve and I together had written in the past on this, I put it all together once we had the chapter outlines. All of the shows that we did very specifically on that, I went in and I put those together, and then I got it all in the chapter headings where it needed to go. And then Steve did the final write on everything. So his capacity to do that in the turnaround time that we had, because we did, once we decided we were going to do it, we wanted to get it out as fast as possible, which is why it went straight to paperback. So it's just, he has capacities. If I would have written this book by myself, I mean, it would have just taken double the time, because he's got a Rain Man quality of just being able to put it all together. As you said, he's a unique individual in his ability to multitask and perform, quite frankly. Secondly, I want to go back to, I started talking about Cuomo, and I said we'd get back to that.
Oh, yes.
It's Governor Andrew Cuomo and even Chris Cuomo, because as it pertains to Dr. Fauci, remember, Dr. Fauci said New York did it right. And now Cuomo is up to his eyeballs in increasingly obvious cover-up of the deaths that happened in New York. Well, both of them are fellow New Yorkers, and they were in those shows together talking about being De Niro and Pacino, but they weren't just randomly brought together here because of COVID. These families go way back. When Chris Cuomo of CNN fame was in his basement, maybe or maybe not having COVID, doing that theater, Fauci was giving him regular phone calls to make sure he was okay, because they have family friends. They go way back. And so when he says New York did it right, and then after everything was found out about Governor Andrew Cuomo, the press came back to him and asked him to comment on it. And there, Dr. Fauci said, "Well, I don't know. I don't know all the details of this. It wouldn't be right for me to comment on this." Oh, really? Oh, suddenly this family friend that you go way back, suddenly you know nothing about this when you've been yucking it up and you never stepped in as he was getting writing leadership books on how to manage COVID. No matter how guilty we find out Governor Andrew Cuomo to be, never forget, Dr. Fauci was driving his getaway car all along. This is, again, about accountability with our so-called expert class, our bureaucratic class. They want all the fame. They want all the glory. They want you to sit over to the side while they push all the buttons. Yet when it really comes down to it, fine, you get that authority. What accountability are you willing to endure? Absolutely zero. And that is why Fauci needs to go, and then after this, a lot of other bureaucrats need to go. But it's only going to happen if you, as we the people, take your country back. If you don't want to do that, the next Fauci is going to come along and choke the life out of you, just like this guy did.
This is the part where I regret not giving you the time ahead of time before answering that question, because that was an absolutely perfect answer across the board. So I should have given you time ahead of time to tell us how to find your book, how to find you, everything, you know, how to get a hold of Steve, what's Steve's telephone number, all that good stuff. Go ahead and just tell us everything that we need to know about Totters and the book, Fauci and Bargain, the most powerful and dangerous bureaucrat in American history.
Well, again, you can find Steve and I on the Steve Day Show every day on Blaze TV from noon to 2 Eastern Time. And the book can be found at barnesandnoble.com and amazon.com. And as many people have already done, they've purchased an extra copy and sent it to Dr. Fauci himself. So they, based on the screen captures they're getting, he should have about 100 copies of that thing. So if you want to be part of that fun experiment, don't let me get in your way.
That's awesome. You know, I was going to do a book giveaway, but I think this might even be better. Let's the one lucky winner will get to send a book to Anthony Fauci and to maybe even we'll send an extra one to Andrew Cuomo. Todd Erzin, it has been an honor and a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for being on the Knock Report with us today, sir.
The pleasure's been all mine. Thank you very much.
Take care and God bless.
God bless you.
We are proud to support a patriotic company that you might have heard of called MyPillow.com and its founder, Mike Lindell. You can support them too by shopping online and using promo code KNOCK, that's N-O-Q, at checkout for up to 66% off. Or call 1-800-862-0382. So head on over to MyPillow.com now or after the show. And again, use promo code KNOCK, that's N-O-Q, at checkout to receive your discount.
Yeah, like I said, he was great. I listened to the interview for the second time. Usually what I do is I'll record the interviews. And as soon as immediately after recording the interviews, I will come back on and just continuation. You know, I'll close out the show. This time I had to actually just sit there and listen to it with you guys. Okay. If you're listening to it, if you just got done listening to Todd, I was listening to it technically with you. I don't know how the whole time-space continuum works when it comes to podcasts, but you get the idea. And it was good. I like listening to him, not so much me. I noticed that I was coughing way too much. I'm not sure what happened. For an update, no, I have not taken a PCR test because number one, they're worthless. Number two, they're potentially dangerous. But I don't have any COVID-19 symptoms either. So we're back. Don't worry. Yeah, I think a lot of people, it would be funny if I put out that show with all of my coughing and all of a sudden I was gone for a week. People would be like, oh my gosh, COVID got him. He must have been vaccinated or something. Oh no. Yeah, Dr. Fauci is a total idiot. Okay. I mean, and I want to be clear when I say an idiot. He's not stupid. He's not dumb. He's extraordinarily intelligent, manipulative, diabolical. But he's an idiot because he is, I mean, at the end of the day, he's a narcissist. He craves this stuff. And it's worse than your standard narcissist who just wants to be in the spotlight. He's willing to harm people. He's willing to potentially kill people. And I know that's a bold accusation, but to me, I don't see any other reason why, because he knows. Okay, this is a guy that is involved with the Wuhan labs funding. I mean, did he help create COVID-19? He's been talking about for decades how he wants his pandemic, well, you know, on his watch. He feels like, you know, it's kind of like what was The Incredibles where what was the guy's name? I don't remember the bad guy. Synthro? No, I don't remember. But he creates a catastrophe so that he can be the hero. It's kind of like what Anthony Fauci is. Syndrome. I think that was his name. Syndrome. Anthony Fauci is like little Syndrome. It's like, okay, let's get the let's get this. I'm laughing because the more I think about it, the more sadly realistic and potentially viable it sounds. Did he launch his super ugly robot so that he could swoop in and pretend to save the day? Get all the attention, get the accolades, the cheers, only to find that the creation, the evil robot, the coronavirus, was much worse than he expected, more powerful. Or maybe he did. Maybe it's not as strong as he expected. Maybe he was hoping there would be even more terror. It sure sounds like he he was expecting things to be really bad. You know, you remember, hey, you know, we're going to have 2.2 million dead within months just in the United States. Remember, that was the original. That was the original thought, the original estimates. And that's if we lock everything down. This is it's disastrous. It's a world killer. Like I said before, we're under attack. And part of the reason is because we are going after Dr. Fauci. You know how many comments I get about how wonderful Anthony Fauci is? How many DMs I get that with people saying, you know, you're a speck under his boot. You're nothing compared to Fauci. You're not even a doctor. How dare you say that any of this is fake? Can't you just look around and see that the coronavirus, this COVID-19 pandemic that's killing people, it's killed people that I know, it's probably killed people that you know. How, you heartless bastard, why would you say these bad things about St. Anthony Fauci? He's just trying to save the world. He's just trying to save the world. Oh, come on, man. Give Fauci a break, just because he switches his perspectives every 8 minutes. Yeah, this stuff bugs me. The threats bug me. The insults bug me. But it's not going to stop me. Not one bit. I'd mentioned earlier, before the interview, I mentioned that we are taking some measures to make sure that things are protected. One of those measures is that we have split up the content between four sites now, okay? You're all familiar with Knock Report. You're all familiar with freedomfirstnetwork.com. We also have AmericanConservativeMovement.com and ConservativePlaybook.com. These two sites have been added to the mix. They will have about 50-50. In other words, about 50% of the content is going to be placed on all four sites for posterity, for protection, for divvying up between the various social platforms. But then the other half will be unique to those sites. And some of it's not, when I say unique, I'm saying unique between the sites. We do pull from Dr. Joseph Mercola's site. We pull from Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s site. We pull from Natural News, great stuff over there by Mike Adams and his team. WND, Joseph Farah. We do pull content from other sites. With permission, of course, and we get that published out there. But those ones will only be published on one of the four sites. We're doing this again for, we'll say, it's for diversity. No, it's for protection. We want to make sure that the news gets out there. We want to make sure that everybody has the ability to find the truth through Freedom First Network, through Knock Report, through AmericanConservativeMovement.com, and through ConservativePlaybook.com. So check it all out. And Lord willing, we will be back very soon, much sooner than the last time, with another episode. In the meantime, you guys stay strong, stay safe, and God bless you.